How is it with your altar in your home? Is the altar there between you and your husband and your wife and your children, your family? Is that the first thing in the morning, the last thing at night, worshiping God? Do you think that God's going to answer your prayer? He does, out of great mercy. But do you think that God's going to walk among you and live in you if you have these implements of hell spewing out poison of hell? And you neglect the stream of life and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Every home in Pentecost ought to be a sanctuary where God dwells, where He lives. How is it with your altar? The altar of God. I saw a sad sight yet in Austin. When we were there, Edwin and I, 10 years ago, there were some boys that melted under the power of God. One especially, 5 years old, when he heard the preaching of the gospel, he cried. I said, "What are you crying about?" "Oh," he said, "I want to be like that." I came back. Father and mother are in meeting. I said, "Where are your boys?" "Back then. What's happened?" "Oh, you know, the mother doted on these boys. Whatever they wanted, they could do. They didn't have to go to Sunday school if they didn't want to. They didn't have to pray. There was no such a thing as a family altar. The boys have gone to the devil, and somebody will curse that mountain. They'll curse that mountain." Father, mother, God has commanded you to let the fire burn which Jesus Christ has kindled at the cost of his own life and his resurrection.
He is the King of glory. Praise God. And if he isn't the King in your home, soon there will be another king.